Investing Simplified is brought to you by Chuck Price, President and Wealth Manager of Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated, a registered investment advisor firm and author of Investing Simplified, the book. Individual situations will vary, and the information on this show should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Other parties present on this broadcast are not affiliated with Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated. Investing Simplified is the longest-running live financial show in America, with a financial advisor, an estate planning attorney, and a CPA to answer your questions for free, and is broadcast live from Portland, Oregon on affiliated stations throughout the Pacific Northwest. Chuck can be contacted by visiting www.pfgwm.com. You can email Chuck with a question at askchuck@pfgwm.com. Or you can call him right now at 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. Or for our long distance and podcast listeners, you can call toll free at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Now, here's the host of Investing Simplified, Chuck Price.
You are listening to Investing Simplified. This is your opportunity to pick up the phone, give us a call, and ask us that question that's been keeping you up at night. Again, the local numbers are 503-417-9595. Toll free, 877-733-1011. And for you regular listeners, know that the first Saturday of the month, we do Investing in Your Health with Sherry McCants, and she'll be coming on in the second segment talking and answering questions about your health. And, you know, one of the things we all want our clients to do is to build up large financial wealth, but we also want our clients to have good health so that they can enjoy the wealth that they've created, because if you don't have both, it's kind of a hard thing to do, because you can have all the money in the world. If you don't have your health, it doesn't matter. And you can have all the health in the world, but if you don't have any money to enjoy it, you just sit around and eat pine nuts, and that's no fun at all. So listen, this is a show for you, the listeners, so pick up the phone, give us a call. I'm going to get right into the stock market. I'm going to get right into financial things that I think are most important to the average citizen. The average citizen who's working has already found out that the new tax law has been a significant difference, anywhere from 3 to 8% to the average worker in America. You are getting more of your paycheck. You're keeping more of your money. And listen, we all can use more money. You can use more money to pay for things that you want to pay for. Hopefully, you'll use the more money to invest in your retirement plan. But the fact is, most Americans are enjoying this tax break. And the seniors, believe me, the silence of AARP is so loud it is deafening, because this tax reduction has been a gold mine to retirees. Absolutely a great thing for retirees. So listen, folks, if you just, you won't know it till the end of the tax year, but I guarantee you next April 15th is going to be a happy day, not a sad day. It's going to be a happy day of jubilation, because you're going to find out that 3 to 8% went in your pocket instead of the government's pocket. And listen, anybody tell you the government spends money wisely is a fool and a liar, because they do not. That's one thing they do not do. They do not spend wisely, and everybody knows it, and we all just let them get away with it, and that's our fault, because we keep sending the same idiots back to D.C. to do the same stupid stuff they've been doing for 20 years. And if we don't get term limits in this country, we're headed down a big, big, deep valley, and it's not going to be pretty. But let's talk about the markets today. Look, at the stock market's been a regular roller coaster. And if you take a look at the S&P from 1229 till 5-4, which was yesterday, Friday, the S&P is actually down 0.03 of a point. So it's negative territory year to date. Big surprise. We've had some very, very volatile swings. One swing from January 26th to February 5th was about 10.2%. Those are pretty volatile swings. It did not cause a crash, however. We rebounded and have come back pretty much from that. The Dow Jones, on the other hand, is down about 2%, 1.88% year-to-date from 1229 to 54. It's down 456.71 points, which is 1.88, which in today's market, that's about a one-day trade. I mean, if we take a look at the S&P was up 1.28% this Friday, but was still negative year-to-date. Now, the S&P, if you go back over time, and if we go back to 10-7-07, the crash, when right before the crash, we're up actually 6.63% per year from that crash. If you go back to 12-31-99, the S&P has only made 4.68% over that period of time. That's not a big thing for the stock market, folks. That's not a big number. The NASDAQ is up 4.45% back to the turn of the century. And if we look at the Dow Jones, if you go back to the turn of the century, is actually doing better than the two more aggressive indexes, and they're up 6.74%. So, you know, the Dow, 6.4%, yes. And if we actually go back to the Dow and look at back to 10907, the Dow is up 6.74, so only 34 basis points difference from that period of time. So it tells you we've not made a big recovery right before the crash. We really haven't. Most people played 5.5 years of catch-up after the market crashed, just like in 2000 did the same thing. It crashed, and we didn't come back. People forget the tech bubble. March of 2000, we had a tech bubble. We had a tech crash. Anybody investing in technology will remember the day well. If you weren't investing, then you don't know. You don't remember. But I can tell you, it was not a pretty sight. We believe in education. We believe in you being educated to make wise decisions for yourself. So I've been offering, and a lot of people have been stopping by. Had a really, really nice lady stop by the other day. She's quite elderly, but she reads books, and we gave her 4 books to take home and read, and she's told me she'd already read one of them, so we just gave her 3 books. But listen, I'm offering these books to you for your knowledge. You don't have to have an appointment with me. You don't have to have a meeting with me. Just stop by the office, pick up the books, no obligation, no nothing. Why are we doing this? We're doing it because if you're educated and you compare what we do versus what our competitors do, to us, there is a clear choice, and that's us. We're offering you my book called Investing Simplified. I'm also offering my book called Your Retirement Made Simple, which is actually a number one bestseller, and it has the seal on there. I hear other people on the radio say they are a bestseller, but their book doesn't have the seal on it. So if it doesn't have the seal on it, you're not a bestseller. Anyway, we also have a book called Mutual Funds Exposed. I highly recommend it for anybody nearing retirement. You need to know why I personally believe that you should not own mutual funds into retirement. There are some very valid reasons. We can go into it. I can even talk about it on the radio if you want to call and ask me about it. Also, I have a book called The Top 10 IRA Mistakes, How to Avoid IRA Tax Traps. And I can tell you, this is a great book by David Royer. I'll be having David on the show here in the weeks to come, and he's a good friend of mine, and David is probably one of the top one or two IRA's authority in America. This guy is right on top of what's going on in the marketplace. Now, I want to get back to my book, Investing Simplified, that I'm going to give to you for free. The book is called Investing Simplified, What You Don't Know Can Hurt You. And let me just say this. There's a lot of guys on the radio. There's a lot of guys on TV. One thing the radio and the TV never does is they never check anybody out. If you pay for your time to do a radio show, they'll let you have a radio show. You have certain things you can't say. There's certain letters you can't say, certain words you can't say. But the reality is they don't check them out. The TV don't check them out. So here's what I would say to you. If you're going to do business with a financial advisor, I would be asking a couple of really important questions when they recommend something to you. Number one, let me see your broker check. Have you ever had a problem in the industry? Have you ever had a situation with regulators? I mean, this is something you ought to know. All of us take ethics classes. We have to do 3 hours a year. But I got to tell you something, folks. If you have an if you got to take an extra ethics class, there's something wrong. I mean, that just doesn't make sense to me. I've been doing ethics class for 45 years. Been licensed actually for longer than that, since 1970, for insurance and insurance products. And I've always had to do continuing education. And I got my securities license in 1975. So I've been licensed a long time, and I've been doing reviews and stuff with clients for a long, long time. And one of the things I always, say to people is, here's my broker check, and I'll pull it up on the screen and show you exactly my broker check. And why is that important? Because if you've done anything, it's going to show there. If you've had a problem, it's going to show. And here's what I would say to you. If you don't do it, that's your fault. I mean, it's your fault. You got nobody to complain to but yourself. You need to check them out. The other things you need to ask is if somebody claims to be a fiduciary, if they really are a fiduciary and they put your best interests at hand, then here's a question you ask them. When they're sticking you in that annuity with that high fee for that income benefit, and I hear these guys on the radio, all they talk about is income, income, income. What that is an income annuity. What you're doing is you're giving up your money for an income. Well, every one of us has already done that for many, many years, called social insecurity, social security, because we have no choice. They take it out of your check. You have to contribute to it. You have to put money into it. You do not have the option to cash that out. Well, folks, I got to tell you something. That's okay to have one of those because we have no choice. But if you go and get one that you do have a choice on, then you better make sure it's the better one to pay you, because I can tell you from my previous experience for 45 years, odd years of looking at annuity contracts, there is a world of difference between annuity companies. A big, big world of difference. And there are guys on TV that say, I'd never buy an annuity. Well, that's because they don't understand the good ones. They know the bad ones, and they're exactly right about the bad ones. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come right back with my special guest today, Sherry McCants, and we're now going to talk about investing in your health. And if you have a question about that, pick up the phone and give us a call. I do want to give one quick little disclaimer here. I've been running ads about the financial doctor, and I do want to make sure that you understand, the listener, that I use the term ask the financial doctor because I want to tell you that I'm not a doctor. I do not hold any sort of doctorate degree, and I use the financial world doctor does not mean that I have any special expertise or training or designation to use. Financial doctor is not a designation. I simply use Ask the Financial Doctor to encourage you to ask financial questions, just like you ought to be asking your medical doctor questions. You ought to be talking to your financial advisor, getting an annual review, making sure everything is up to date, reviewing everything, just like you ought to be going to see a doctor, particularly if you hit 50 years old, and do an annual checkup. So I want to clear that up, because I had some people call in and say, or actually wrote in and said, are you really a doctor? No, I'm not really a doctor. Just use the word financial doctor to encourage you, the listener, to go get that annual checkup, just like you should do a checkup on your own financial plan. So we're going to take a quick break and come right back with Sherry McCants.
Price Financial Group, Wealth Management.
Hello, Hello, this is Kevin Stege, shareholder with Baker & Coulson Certified Public Accountants, serving the Portland and Southwest Washington areas for almost 40 years. We are a full-service accounting and consulting firm offering our services to a wide range of business and individual clients. One of the largest expenses to a household or a business is its tax burden. While off-the-shelf tax products can help file simple returns, they can't know your plans for the future and not only provide insight and planning to help you get there, but actually help you along the way. There are just some things that can't be replaced by experience. Whether you are just beginning your working career or have a well-established business with many employees, rely on the professionals at Baker & Coulson to help in an efficient, accurate, and personalized manner. We are located at 2414 Northeast Division in Gresham and can be reached at our website at bakercoulson.com or 503-666-5569. That's bakercoulson.com, 503-666-5569. And remember, at Baker & Coulson, our service is the product our clients remember most.
Investments, tax questions, or legal concerns? Get them all answered now for free. Call Chuck, Kevin, or Carl for your answers. Call 503-417-9595 or toll free at 877-733-1011. Now, here's the Knowledge Trust.
Welcome back to Investing Simplified. And on the phone, I have Sherry McCants. Sherry, are you there?
I am here, Chuck. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, welcome to Portland, Oregon, in the great Pacific Northwest for a revisit. And yes. We're glad to have you on the show. And what's going on in investing in your health?
Well, first of all, I'm going to let everybody know that I'm calling from Kansas, and it's about 68 degrees here, nice and sunny. So I'm just excited that I get to be on once a month to help everybody with their health. I thought today what I might do is just kind of go over again a little bit about my story so people kind of understand, you know, where my passion comes from, because a lot of people, when they want to hear from a nutrition coach, I think they want to know a little bit about them. And for the people that are maybe new today listening, I just thought I would, you know, do a little recap and let you know that in 2010, my son at the age of 8, Reed, he was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And Chuck, my world was crashed. I have an amazing husband and a daughter just a year younger than Reed. And I mean, I absolutely did not understand diabetes or blood sugar or anything. I didn't know what that was. I had an uncle I know that I think had type 2, but again, I was searching for answers. I didn't know what it was, and I feel like a prayer was answered, because in 2011, I met a gentleman named Mark McDonald, and we've had him on the show, and we will have him on again, because he was my inspiration. He was teaching blood sugar since 1999. He has two New York Times bestsellers, and I always let my clients know about it. It's Why Kids Make You Fat, How to Get Your Body Back, and Body Confidence. And those two books will actually set you free as far as just understanding blood sugar. But, of course, you need someone to help you with understanding it. And, you know, like when I was coaching you, Chuck, it's just such a blessing for me to be able to help people understand that, you know, our body is a refuel as it goes machine. And most people diet. They diet to lose weight, and they buy a diet book every 90 days because they, you know, do not know what to do. And really that's, you know, what I like to do is I educate people on how to get their body back, how to stabilize their blood sugar. And we know this program is based on science. It's based on science, and it's based on physiology. It's based on how your body was actually meant to be fed. So I kind of wanted to just start there first, and then I can just go into the fact that what this program's all about is eating in threes, eating a combination of protein, fats, good fats, and carbohydrates or color. Sometimes we want to think of our carbohydrates as color, because if we have really colorful carbohydrates, that's going to be the ones that you know that are going to help stabilize your blood sugar. And you're going to eat in threes all throughout the day, beginning with when you wake up. You want to get we call it PFC, meal in your body, and then every 3 hours until an hour before bedtime. And that, Chuck, will stabilize your blood sugar.
Yeah, well, give the audience an example of what would be colorful carbohydrates.
Yeah, that's a great question, because not all carbs are the same. And that's the misconception out there. There's a lot of people that say they're on a no-carb diet or a low-carb diet and everything. And what this is actually, you need carbs, and you need those for energy. You need it to create the science word ATP. Look it up, and it is what will keep you going all day. But colorful carbs are your fruits and vegetables. They are your fruits and vegetables. And there are diets out there, Chuck, that say, don't eat fruit. Can you believe that? I mean, fruit is something that you need. You need the colorful vegetables to stabilize your blood sugar. And then you will actually lose weight. You'll burn fat. I was just talking to someone that I'm coaching there in Battleground. It's such a blessing to me. It's a mother and a daughter, and she was listening to our show, and I believe because I have a type 1 diabetes child, she reached out to me because she wanted to know how to help her child, and she said, I'm going to do it with her so I can understand it. And it's just so neat because she said this is the first time that she does not have cravings. She's tried a lot of things out there, again, but when you stabilize your blood sugar, you are getting everything that you need, and then you will not have cravings, you'll burn fat, and, I mean, you just feel good. You have more energy than you possibly can have, and I know you've talked about that on the show already, how much energy you have, because when you eat too much at a meal or too many carbs at a meal, what happens is your blood sugar spikes. And when your blood sugar spikes, that's when you're storing fat. So then you go to the next meal and you're like, oh, I ate too much, so I'm going to skip a meal, right? So I think then that way that I'll be able to lose weight. Well, when you skip a meal, then your blood sugar drops. And when your blood sugar drops below 80, then you're burning muscle. So think about today, the people that are out there, and if you are skipping meals and if you're eating too much at a meal all day long, it's like a roller coaster, and you just kind of want to think about a roller coaster is what's going on with your body. So what I can teach you is to stabilize that blood sugar so that you will burn fat all day and you'll have your energy, less cravings, and your scale is going to show that. So
as will your clothes and everything else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
well,
then,
okay.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, now, I want to get back to the vegetables and the fruits and color. So give us an example of a meal that somebody getting started out would have.
Okay. Well, first of all, a good protein is going to be, well, first of all, when you're going to the grocery store, the best thing to do is to go through the grocery store and go through the outside of the grocery store. You want foods that have 5 or less ingredients. That's all you need. So if you think about chicken is, one syllable or two syllables, but it's, it's not all this processed. So if you have chicken, and if you had for your color, you could have broccoli, you could have peppers, you could have sweet potato. Those are really good carbs. And then your fat can be an avocado. It could be the chicken would be cooked in olive oil or coconut oil. That would be your fat. And that's a meal. So chicken would be your protein. Your fat could be avocado. And your carb could be either broccoli or sweet potato or brown rice. And that's a meal. And you want to have, for a woman, you want to have 3 ounces of the chicken. You want to have 3 ounces of the carb or color. And then the fat, you want to have like a tablespoon. And then you want to eat your food and then be satisfied, but you don't want to be indulged. And then in 3 hours, you'll be hungry again, and you don't want to be starving, and you can eat your next meal. Also, during this time of year, you know, it's nice and sunny and everything, and a lot of people go to parks and go to the pool, and they do things like that. This is a great time to remind you to have an MRFK. And, Chuck, what that is a mobile ready food kit. So with our program, we need to eat 5 to 6 times a day to stabilize blood sugar. So I teach people how to have something on hand at all times, whether it be a perfectly balanced PFC, is what I call it, protein shake, or a perfectly balanced protein muffin, or a perfectly balanced like eggs. You could take egg whites with you. You could take nuts, you could take fruit. That's a great thing that people will carry in their car in a cooler. And then when it comes time to their 3 hours to eat, they have their food ready for them.
We should also mention, Sherry, that I do a weekly newsletter that you can get at pfgwm.com. You can sign up for it. And each week we have one of Sherry's fat-burning recipes in there, and I've gotten a lot of calls from people who have signed up for our newsletter just to get your recipes.
Well, that's great, because that's the recipes all are protein, fat, and carbs, and it'll explain to you how much protein's in it, how much fat, how much carbs, and based on if your gender is a man or a woman, that's how you do it. 3 ounces for a female and 5 ounces for a male would be the amount, and then 3 ounces for a female and 5 ounces for a male for the carb, and then for the fat, you do like a tablespoon for the woman and then 2 tablespoons for the man. They always get more. That's the way it is with men and women, right?
Well, I think it's because, generally speaking, we're a bigger frame and bigger than the female. So that's probably why the difference there. And I would imagine our metabolisms are probably a little different as well.
Right, right.
And speaking about that, if you have a question for Sherry, pick up the phone and give us a call, 503-417-9595. Or toll free 877-733-1011. Now, Sherry, you've met quite a few people from our radio show that have contacted you and actually started working with you as well.
That's correct. Yeah, and right now, again, I have a summer challenge. You know, summer's coming up, and I like to think of it as an 8-week program, because it will help you with, you know, understanding how to stabilize blood sugar. It's divided into 3 categories. I first help someone to detox, detox the toxins out of your body, eliminate some foods. You know, the best thing about it is when people are looking at a program and they see that they can follow a kind of like a paint by number, it really helps them, because, like I said, there's a lot of people out there that want to do the right thing, but, Chuck, they just do not know what to do. They are maybe going by what the TV says, or maybe by what a book says. And, again, there's so many diets out there, people just don't understand that blood sugar is really how our body's meant to be fed.
Well, you know, it's just kind of like investing for retirement. We tell people you have to have a strategy. You have to have a strategy that's worked. We have many clients that are second and third generation clients because we've been around a long time, but also because we help their parents not spend down all their money, but actually have their money last longer than they do. And that's, you know, that's one of the things you want to have, is you want your good health so that you can live as long as you can and live healthy.
Yes. Absolutely.
And to do that, you have to have a strategy. It doesn't, you know, wealth doesn't happen by accident. Good health does not happen by accident. It's hard work, and you got to work at it. It's not easy. It's easy to stop at the ice cream shop and get a double decker with topping and stuff. That's easy. But the hard part is saying, you know what? I don't want to eat that. I gotta go home and have my regular meal that I know is better for me, and walk away from that thing. And that's where the hard work is.
Yeah, and also with that, Chuck, the best part is we have a community. We have a community of support. I have a closed Facebook group, and it has been so amazing. When someone has a question, and if I can't get right to them, I've got all these people that have been doing the program, and actually some of them that have done the program have done so well, and they felt so good about themselves, they want to share it with other people, and they've become coaches to help other people. It's a very, very rewarding for people to help people understand, you know, basically how to live and feel good about themselves. So you're not alone, which is the best part. You're not alone. You have accountability. You have other people doing the plan with you. You have a lot of people sharing, you know, what works for them. And the best thing is you try new recipes because you want to know, you know, what works the best for this. And people love the recipes, and people love to see what other people are cooking. That's just been really fun.
Yeah, the really great thing is each week with our weekly newsletter, you get a recipe. And of course, if you work with Sherry, you get access to her recipes. And boy, I don't know how many you got, but there are a bunch.
Yeah,
there are a bunch. Well, listen, Sherry, we're going to take a quick break and come right back with more talking with Sherry on investing in your health. But listen, you need to pick up the phone and give us a call. If you have a question about your health or about your wealth, give us a call, 503-417-9595, toll free, 877-733-1011. There is no foolish question when it comes to your health or your wealth. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Carl Jepson, estate planning attorney and co-host of the long-running radio talk show, Investing Simplified. My law practice emphasizes estate planning and probate. My mission statement is practical estate planning for peace of mind. This means that I listen carefully to my clients. I explain the various estate planning techniques and documents in the most understandable terms that I can. I try to make sure that my clients are comfortable with what we are doing together before proceeding, and I discuss my fees up front so the clients don't get any unwanted surprise. Estate planning and probate don't have to be that complicated. My experienced staff and I work closely with our clients to guide them through both of these matters in the simplest and most efficient manner possible. My office is located in the White Office Building at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 101, right across the street from All 205. My telephone number is 971-229-0585, and my website is carljepsonlaw.com.
Investments, tax questions, or legal concerns? Get them all answered now for free. Call Chuck, Kevin, or Carl for your answers. Call 503-417-9595 or toll free at 877-733-1011. Now, here's the Knowledge Trust.
Well, we don't have the Knowledge Trust today, but we do have one-third of the Knowledge Trust, and we also have Sherry McCants with the Knowledge Trust on health.
I'm back, Chuck.
Okay, good. Okay. And listen, you were telling me earlier that there have been several people contact you from being on our show, and some have had phenomenal results. I know a lot of us know about Seth and his success, but there's been quite a few people that have had a lot of success just from hearing us on the radio.
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of people have been listening, and they don't maybe contact me the first time, but they listen again and again, and that's what's so great about this. And all you have to do is go to my website. My website is Team, so it's T-E-A-M, and there's a dash after that, and then Bliss, and that's B-L-I-S-S.com. There on that website is testimonials, including Chuck's. Chuck, I know at first lost 25 pounds. I'm not sure where he's at today. You might want to let us know how you're doing, Chuck. But I know that some people are anywhere from 25 to 50. And, you know, they understand it's a lifestyle. It's just amazing how just doing a few tweaks in their day has made such a difference on how they feel. And it's not always about the scale. It's you know, do they have less sugar cravings? Do they feel better? Are their clothes fitting better? It's a lot about that.
Well, Sherry, we've got a caller on the line that's got a question about cereal. So, David, are you there?
Yes.
And what is your question?
I don't know if you want a product name on the air, but I'm a voracious eater of cereal, and I eat one cup along with some milk. But is that any good for you, or
what kind of cereal do you eat, David?
Cheerios.
Okay.
Flakes. I can't think of the name of the flakes, and then some Fiber One, and then protein powder, and I forget the other one. I can't tell what they are.
Okay. Well, Sherry,
First of all, it's kind of a two-part question. So I'm going to help you out with it, David, in how our program works. So one thing I really teach you is to read labels. So I'm not going to go specifically on which cereal you have, but the one thing we do when you want to stabilize blood sugar is we want to eat foods that have 5 ingredients or less. So first of all, if you look at your cereal and you look at what the main ingredient is, and then you kind of follow on down onto what, you know, the cereal has in it, will that stabilize your blood sugar? That's the first question that I would ask you if you came to a consultation, because what I do is in a consultation, I basically find out, you know, what are you putting in your body so that I can help you with stabilizing your blood sugar.
So maximum five ingredients.
It's best to, you know, because a lot of our food out there is processed. And when food is processed, it's very hard to stabilize our blood sugar. So if you're looking for really good results, I would give you some different examples of breakfast. I would ask you, you know, do you like eggs? So you'd respond to me if you like eggs. Is that something you like?
Occasionally. I'm not a voracious egg eater.
Okay. So you could do that. Then you said something about a protein shake. So protein shakes are great, and they're great before you work out or before you get your day started. So then I would talk again about ingredients of protein shakes, because there's a lot of protein shakes out there. And the thing is, again, how processed is your protein shake? Because if your protein shake is very processed, again, it won't stabilize blood sugar. There's a lot out there, and you could either go to the books I mentioned, or you could go to the back of my website, or you could just reach out to me, and I could help you with a litmus test of protein shakes. Protein shakes, you want to have very clean. You want to have whey protein. You don't want to have soy, and I can go into that a little bit more, but the whey protein will actually help with, you know, getting into your muscle. And again, you don't want to have a lot of ingredients in that protein shake, because then it won't stabilize your blood sugar. So that would be an option. And then how I would explain that to you is that we would want to look at your food and make sure that you have the right amount of protein, the right amount of fat, and the right amount of carbs to stabilize your blood sugar. Does that answer your question?
Well, I guess so. My main question was, is breakfast cereal an okay thing to have as long as you watch the processed part of it? And you said look for 5 ingredients. And I've always been taught, try to get the sugar way at the end of the line, because that means it'd be less. So I don't know if that's true or not.
Right. So you would need, so based on what your cereal is, you would want to make sure you have a really good protein that would balance that cereal out. And that's the thing. It's then we would look at your carbs of your cereal, and, you know, we would balance that out with your protein. So first I'd ask you, David, is what is your goal? Is your goal to lose weight, or is your goal to stabilize blood sugar? What is your goal?
Just keep good health.
Okay.
Well, David, thank you very much for the call. We really appreciate that. Thank you very much. Sherry, I've got a friend of mine who's running for commissioner in Portland, Multnomah County commissioner, and he kind of gives me a little weekly update here, and he's on the other line. So we're gonna take a little break here from Investing in Your Health. We'll be right back with Sherry because I'm going to give a little shout-out to Bruce Bassard. Bruce, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, I am, Chuck. Simplified you this morning.
Absolutely. How are things going?
Well, in all due respect, they're going pretty good, Chuck, but I'm still a little worried here. As you know, this is a pretty social issue right here in the Portland area. There are many issues and many problems, actually, one of which, right up front with you, I'd be the only male on the commission. You know, there's been a shortage of males here in this town, if you will, in terms of getting involved. And I've been in this town for about 40 years, if you will, you got me? And there's a lot of seniors out here that's going to need some support. As you know, we've got the baby boomers now, and all due respect, many of these individuals are going to be retiring. They're going to need help, health care, and a lot of other issues that are relevant. Like I indicated once before, you know, retirement finance is very, very important, and that's why I like this show. And that's one thing I want to do. I want to make a connection with the county and the seniors as it relates to finance. You know, something like some of the things that you're doing, I want to make sure that we get those points out there. Because often they're sort of like victims in many ways. Their homes, if you will, their savings and things of that nature. So it's very, very important to have someone on the commission that understand what that's all about. I happen to be a senior citizen. I happen to be a Vietnam disabled vet, if you will. You got me? I was a former business owner, aspect of it. So there's a whole bunch of stuff. Homelessness, that's a big, big issue here in this town. And I'm the only one that can actually go on site and deal with those issues. I want to clean those sites up. I want to pick everybody up, vet them, find out who's on the street, and put them out accordingly. Wapato is sitting there. We spent monies out there. They just sold that building for $5 million, and they left about $80 million on the table here in the Portland metropolitan area. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Did they actually let that go through?
They let that go through for $5 million, but we were fortunate enough, Wally, if you will, from Kehoe, who picked it up for $5 million, flipped it, but Jordan Snitzer picked it up because he happened to know Wally, and he knows, and so Homer Williams was very much involved in the whole issue of homelessness. That's what he does, and he's going to be basically part of the deal. Businesses folks are going to get together. Tim Boyle from Columbia Sportswear is going to be in the deal. So my point is that I think we're going to get something done, but it's going to take some support.
Do you think they can get this turned into a homeless shelter?
Yes, they will. Something like San Diego. They're doing something similar in the San Diego area. We need to know who's on the street, and we need to clean the place up. And the folks who, when they pick these people up and they're able, and once we've cleaned them up, given them a shower or whatever, then we put uniforms on it and tell them to go clean that stuff up themselves. They need to clean up. They need to be on the work detail. The county is the sheriff. That's what they do. And so bottom line is that they need to clean the stuff up. But there's a lot of drugs out there on the street. All these needles and stuff like that will be coming into the summer aspect of it. We need a dispenser of some sort. We pick up bottles, if you will, and stuff. We solve that problem. We solve the problem with animals because we have the Humane Society. Now what we need to do, we need to be more human and compassion to people out there on the street, especially women and families, folks like that. It's insulting. It's ridiculous.
You know, Bruce, it's something you and I have been talking about this for years.
Yes.
And
yes,
one of the sad things is, you know, when you see these homeless people, some of those guys are veterans.
Yes, they are.
And those guys served this country. They put their life at risk.
Yes.
And now they're out on the frickin' street panhandling for money or on drugs. And I think there's not one Portland citizen driving down the road that they see a tent pitched on the side of the road get a sick feeling in their stomach.
That's right. That's right, Chuck.
Saying this is not right. This is not how people should live.
It's not right, Chuck. And in fact, on that same point about veterans, they have a veteran entity, if you will, department within the county. Okay, they had a gentleman that was there who was a veteran. Okay. They got rid of him. the so-called gave him a promotion, and all due respect, and I don't have anything against the women. The bottom line, we talk about diversity, but the woman who's in charge is not even a veteran. There are women veterans out there that could place that could actually take that job. The fact of the matter is, veterans tend to relate to veterans. You got me? It's very important. Very, very important.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's very frustrating to drive down the 205 and look off to the side and see Tent City.
That's right.
Of homeless people.
That's right.
That is just criminal.
Totally uncalled for.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think businesses downtown Portland are getting hit a lot. And I think it's ridiculous in this city, in this county,
yes,
we don't put homeless as a number one priority.
That's my one number priority. I can do all these other things, too, Chuck. But many seniors, like you say, seniors are out there, too. You know that? There are senior citizens out there. There are kids. There are families. I mean, some people have to walk away from those houses because guess what? They can't pick up their rent or whatever. I mean, it's a terrible situation, and they're not taking care of it.
Well, you know, Bruce, there's kind of a double-edged sword here too, because I'm going to say something about the financial aspect that needs to be addressed. There are a lot of seniors who have lived in homes for 30, 40 years.
Yes.
And they work their rear off to pay their house off, to live in their house, pay taxes, do the right thing.
Right.
Now, their property tax is a heck of a lot higher than their mortgage payments ever were.
Yes.
And so just to stay in their house, they have to pay outrageous property tax just to live in their frickin' house that they paid for.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's crazy.
Well, Chuck, on that particular, as far as seniors concerned, we need to audit, if you will, some of these different agencies. There's a lot of waste sitting up there.
Oh.
And we can take that money, if you will, and counter some of those taxes and make sure that those seniors are still living in those homes.
Well,
I want to find out where every senior is in the district. You understand what I'm saying? You got me?
Absolutely. Listen, I'm going to give a little disclaimer here. I've personally known Bruce for well over 40-some years. And both of us are fellow Marines.
Yep.
And we believe very strongly in service to country and service to people. And I got to tell you, if you're wondering about who to vote for in Multnomah County, you've got to put Bruce Broussard number one to get him in office. Get some people in there that can do, not just talk, but actually have the history of doing things and accomplishing things. And I can tell you from my personal experience, Bruce is that guy.
Well, Chuck, I really appreciate that account.
You can pay me later, Bruce.
Okay, sir.
No, I'm joking.
I will, okay?
I'm just joking about that, folks.
Okay.
I mean that from my heart. This guy is the guy, the kind of person we need to have in office.
Housing, for instance, I built a senior citizen complex, low-income senior citizen complex, here in the district because there was a need. I provided homes to folks who were out there, they're in a home ownership position. Basically, my concept was very simple. It was good. My wife and I did that. First month, last month, and cleaning deposit got them into a home towards purchasing a home, a lease option purchase. I mean, there are things to do, but you got to get the right person in there. And I've been around. I know the job, just like Chuck. Chuck knows finance. Chuck, you know this finance piece. And I'm willing to spend my time now and focus, if you will, on the issues that are major concerns to us here now. We're lacking of leadership, and we're lacking of role models to young men and women that are out there. Trust me.
Well, Bruce, I have put out a notice to your competitors who you're running against. If any of them want to come on and have a live debate on the air, I'll gladly have them on our show for an hour, and we'll have you on and them on, and we'll go through all the points of contention and talk about it.
Tough to find, Chuck. Trust me.
Okay, yeah. Well, hey, Bruce, listen, I've got to grab a couple more calls here on the phone.
All right, sir.
Appreciate you checking in. Did you get my note from the veterans guy, that organization that wants to talk to you? I sent you a copy of the email.
Yeah, I appreciate that, okay?
Absolutely. We all us vets got to stick together.
All right, and thank you very much, Chuck, and God bless everybody out there.
Yeah, God bless you. Yep, thanks, Bruce. Listen, we got a Sherry, you still there?
I am, yes.
Yeah, you could tell Bruce is very passionate about the city of Portland. He's given his life to this city, and also he spent, I think, 13 years in the Marine Corps. So
love it.
Yeah, Bruce is a go-getter, and he's still very, very active. Listen, I got a quick call here I got to take. Lee, are you there? Lee's a longtime caller. So, Lee, are you there?
I am there, and you need to – your show is – covering all kinds of bases, so you may want to make it a two-hour show instead of a one-hour.
Well, any of you listeners out there that want to make it a two-hour show, call your station, and if the station gets us for two, they'll have to do it, but we're kind of limited to our time here. But if they all give right. us two, we'll do two. But you got to call the station. They got to do that.
Will do. Quick question. You mentioned at the beginning of the show, mutual funds bad for retired people. I'm the executor of my dad's estate. He's got mutual funds. Why are they bad? And I'll hang up and take your answer off the air, and thanks.
Okay, I can tell you exactly why I think most mutual funds, not all, you know, I want to give a little prefaces, but most. And here's what I would tell you, Lee. You can go on Yahoo Finance and pull up any mutual fund if you've got the symbol. So I would recommend you go on Yahoo Finance, pull up your mutual fund, and look at the history of the mutual fund, and particularly go back to the turn of the century and look at, because you can do time periods. You can do maximum. You can do 5-year, 10-year. And so go back and look at the maximum of that mutual fund. First of all, you'll find out when the mutual fund started. The other day I had clients in. They were having me review their mutual funds. All their mutual funds came out in 2014. I mean, they got like a 4-year track record. So what does that tell you? Well, it tells me they've never went through a down market. Tells me they never had to worry about moving the funds in a really adverse market. And believe me, I believe we're going to have the third leg is coming down to the market. I can't tell you when, but I think it'll be between now and 2020. But we're going to have it. And when we have that, the last two, the one we had in 2000, it took 5.5 years to recover. And the next one we had in 2007 and 8, that one took 5.5 years to recover. So if you're retired and you're drawing money out of your mutual fund and the mutual fund goes down 30, 40% or 50% like some did, you got to make 100% to recover. Just the drawdown alone on mutual funds. Mutual funds are designed where they can't go to cash. So I'm not a big believer in buying and holding a mutual fund in retirement, because it's up to you, the investor, to go to cash. The mutual fund isn't going to go to cash and tell you to get out of the market. They're going to tell you that famous word that everybody says, stick with it and ride it out. It'll come back. The question is, if you're drawing money out, how long is it going to be till it comes back? And I've seen a lot of people after the turn of the century that we've met and talked to that started out with a lot of money in 2000, and that money by 2008 was cut in half because of having to draw money out during a down market. That's the worst thing you can do, absolute worst thing. And Sherry, I think the worst thing is binge eating.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think that kind of the same thing, having to take your money out at the worst time, and the worst time to eat and it is when something's bothering you or there's other things going on in your life and you turn to food instead of thinking it through. That's a very easy thing for all of us to do.
Right. That's kind of like emotional eating is what that is. And just get back to maybe if David's still listening, you know, what I would just help him with is just give him some alternatives. I mean, once in a while, cereal's not bad. It's just the fact that to stabilize blood sugar, you need foods that, you
Sherry,
know.
Sherry, how somebody get a hold of you if they need to?
Okay. So just go to Sherry, Shari, at team-bliss.com. And you can email me or just go to my website, team-bliss.com.
Okay, and you can reach me at PFGWM. Thanks, Sherry. We'll talk to you next month, the first Saturday of the month. And for all you listeners, thank you for listening. And if you want our show on longer, are on more, contact your radio station because they're the ones who call the shots, not us. So if you do, and I appreciate Lee's comments, and thank you all very much, and God bless you all, and be careful out there, and have a great weekend.
You can listen to past shows of Investing Simplified or sign up for our free newsletter at www.pfgwm.com. This show is brought to you by Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated, a registered investment advisor firm located at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 103, Portland, Oregon, 97216, 503-253-3000 or 877-50-PRICE. Investing Simplified is a registered trademark owned by Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated. Are you concerned about your retirement income? Do you really understand how your Social Security benefits work? Price Financial Group Wealth Management has helped many seniors in Oregon and Washington maximize their Social Security benefits at retirement through using their Social Security seminar on demand. Now you can watch this valuable information in the comfort of your home by just going to www.pfgwm.com and click on the free Social Security kit. If you are serious about your retirement planning, you cannot afford to miss this opportunity. After all, you have invested your hard-earned dollars into Social Security all your working years. So shouldn't you get the maximum return you can get from those dollars? The future can be scary, and without a plan.